You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, it was several weeks ago we talked to Isu O'Brien, who set a record for the most birds spotted in Cook County this year, or I should say last year, 2020. That was just Cook County. He was a teenager but broke the record. Well, we got a guy who broke the statewide record this year on the phone line, Nathan Goldberg, and he's just 200. He's just 24 years old. Maybe you feel like 200. Nathan, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
I was looking for the number, 341. So you spotted 341 birds in Illinois in 2020.
That's correct. Yep, lots of rarities and all the common ones as well.
Now, one of the things that jumped out at me about you, and I want to talk about the birds in a second, but you went to Cornell and studied and majored in ornithology. Isn't Cornell, aren't they especially known for that? Doesn't Cornell put out a bird book or something like that?
They are. So they have the Lab of Ornithology up in Ithaca, home of Sapsucker Woods. I did go into Cornell thinking that I was going to focus on ornithology and ended up coming out with a publication in my sophomore year. But, you know, through the trials and tribulations, found myself on a different track. But birding has always, you know, been something I've stuck with all along.
And so more than 340 birds you've spotted. And one of the things that when I talked to Isu, and it's becoming a bird show, Nathan, I didn't expect this to happen, but is that it's a young man's sport in many ways, and that there's a great sort of collegiality among birders. So you chose to have your quote unquote big year this year. Why is it that there are, or am I wrong? Is it not necessarily a young man's sport?
Well, you know, you've raised an interesting point. I think a lot of people think of birding as sort of, you know, that retired hobby, you know, something that you pick up once you're sort of looking for something to keep busy with.
Right.
But when you really get out in the field and start looking, there's so much to offer. Birding is such a gateway drug, if you will, to get into nature. And it's something that I found at a young age. I started at 13 years old. And so started 13 years old actually here in Chicago. So it's been really nice to not only come back from college and get out in the field here, but also to be able to reconnect with that community here. And I think it's birding is a hobby that's accessible to anyone that's got a pair of binoculars. So there's no age restriction.
All right, give me a story now. If you found 341 birds this year, all over the state, right? So you must have been traveling to far downstate, the northwest part of the state, all over.
Yes. A friend of mine often asks me, and he was asking me throughout the year, how many times did you travel south of I-70 this year, being basically the border to St. Louis and across? And I think I'm probably over 20 times. Some friends and I went down to a rice harvest, actually, in the later months of the year that was organized. There's rice that's grown in East Cape Girardeau, just across the river from Missouri. Mm-hmm. And we were able to join the farmer and during his harvest ride the combine and look for some really rare birds. And though they were in the area, we didn't find them, but it was really just a great opportunity to, you know, see that part of the state, expose ourselves to the different region, you know, and all our friends down there. And even though it's only 5 hours, it felt like a world away.
All right, tell me about the magnificent frigate bird.
One of my favorites of the year.
It's a bird. Everyone out there, just so you know, it's an insider joke among us birders.
Yeah, well, it's one of those birds that, you know, would not be expected to, you know, normally see in a year in Chicago. They live off the Gulf Coast and all the way through the tropics. They're a, you know, a saltwater specific bird. Their probably wingspan is upwards of 5 to 6 feet. They soar and sort of look like giant pterodactyls. And if you've ever seen those photos from the Galapagos, they've got those bright red throat pouches that inflate like balloons. They're really just cool looking birds. And what happened was, you know, we got news that a frigate bird had been found at Carlisle Lake, basically just south of southwest of Effingham. Uh-huh. And drove all the way from Chicago nonstop, instantly, drop of a pin. And 3 hours into the drive, you know, that I made into 3.5, the bird wasn't being seen, and it was one of those nerve-wracking, do we turn around, do we really keep going? And we pushed through, got the bird, got the photos, had an amazing experience, and all the better for it.
We're talking to Nathan Goldberg, who's set the record for most birds spotted in Illinois this year, 341 last year, I guess I should say. Nathan, John Williams, who hosts from 9 to noon and then does the Biz Lunch on the program, is on the phone line as well, and he's got a question for you, I guess. John, welcome.
Hey, guys. Another out-of-the-box topic, Steve. Very interesting.
Oh, no, we do birding now every week at least once.
You should, because, you can do whatever you want, but today's my wife's birthday, and I was going to get her a last-minute gift. Last year, we got her a book about birds and birding, but we didn't get her binoculars, and I just heard you guys talk about that. How much should we spend? Where do we get them? What kind of binoculars do we get? Are there special binoculars for birding?
Sure. Well, it's a great question. Happy belated or birthday to your wife.
Thank you.
I would recommend, I think binoculars are something I would consider an investment, but you don't want to, kill yourself on your first pair. If you're looking at a pair, if you're willing to spend a couple hundred dollars, you're going to find yourself with much better quality glass. I often am a fan of the 8x42. That's, magnification and diameter of the lens. Basically, you're trying to allow light in and you're trying to see the bird better. So, 8x42 are what I swear by. I use Zeiss Terra EDs, but you can find binoculars. I know Eagle Optics, unfortunately, was the vendor that I would have suggested. They've gone out of business, but they've got a new vendor up there. If you just a quick Google search, I'm sure you'll be able to find them. B&H is another outlet that you can get them. But, when you're spending, a few hundred dollars, I think you're going to find yourself really happy with what you're going to get.
Thank you, caller. I appreciate your call.
Oh, I had 22 more questions, but okay, fine. Thank you. I'll hang up.
I've got Nathan's contact information. You can put him on your show tomorrow.
This is very helpful. Thank you, guys.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Nathan, two questions. One, how do you document? Is this an honor system that you spotted the birds? Do you have to have a photo or a witness, or how do you document that?
Well, the short answer is yes. Unfortunately or fortunately, birding is often based on the honor system. I view that as a fortunate aspect because it really allows, everyone, even those that don't want to buy a camera, to be able to experience and be a part of the community. I personally do carry a camera with me, try to document everything that I saw and have seen. And all of the upwards of 40 rare species I saw this year, I have a photo of. So it's something that when we take it to the committee that deems records accepted or not within the state, that I will be able to provide evidence, and then they won't have to just take my word and reputation. Although if they were to do that, hopefully they would still accept the records, as I've been working hard to build that
okay.
for many years.
Well, that's one question. The other one, and I need you to be brief here, but I trust your honesty. Have you ever seen anything with those fancy binoculars that you shouldn't have?
Not so far, and hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, if you do, leave the camera on the ground, okay, Nathan? A little privacy.
Will do.
Congratulations. It was great to talk to you.
Likewise. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We're going to talk with Adam Hogue and the Bears coming up just a minute or so, but right now, here's Mary.